It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Yes, Race Wars back in the building, baby. And surviving Corona. We're surviving this coronavirus. I mean, we're still trying to stay strong. Everybody's quarantined in their own places right now. Karen, say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
White daughter. Being a white daughter, still
in the virus. Yeah. Oh, by the way, a bunch of people asked me what the vitamin that I was talking about last time was. It's called theanine. T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. Theanine. And you can overdo it.
Wait, what is the theanine? What is it for?
It's for like calmness and wellness, and like it changes your beta brainwaves to alpha brainwaves and like soothes you. And it's what like, you know, Tibetan monks like are full of because they drink so much green tea. It's a compound in green tea. But I'm here to tell you, they're like, there's no side effects. Yes, there are side effects.
Okay, what's the side effects?
If you take it the way I was taking it, because I was taking it in excess. Because I'm going through something.
Were you snorting it?
No, I was just taking too much. I was taking like a couple here, a couple there. I was supposed to take 400 milligrams total throughout the day. I was taking that at a time throughout the day. So
I
woke up one night, like I woke up in the middle of the night with like, not paralyzing, let's not be crazy, people are dying, but like with intense pain, like abdominal pain.
Yeah.
I hear my abdomen like making noises, like gurgling all night, and it lasted for hours, and it just like was a huge bummer, and it was awful. It freaked me out because I was like, now is not the time to have emergencies.
How can you be sure that that was a side effect from that and not something else?
I don't. However,
maybe you was just farty. Maybe you was real farty that night.
I was also farty. That was the thing, though. I was like, I'm too farty. Like, what?
Everybody's been real farty during this time. I think we all got a touch of that corona because it's making your abdominal gurgle. Beth,
but then I cooled it with the theanine. Oh. Did I stop? I did not. I don't play that. I still needed my little brainwave boost, whatever, but I just cooled it. There we go. Here we are. Right. And I'm better now, so I'm just saying take it easy.
All right, that's good. Beth, introduce yourself. Tell them people.
Hey, it's me, Beth Joy. I plucked out all my gray hairs first because I haven't been on camera in a while. And okay. I survived COVID. And, you know, it's good to be back, y'all.
And you still in a city, right? You still in New York City?
Yes, it's turned into the 70s again, babe. It's unreal.
How's it the 70s? Cops beating up gay people?
No, like the homeless population, like getting real scary, like creeping up behind you, trying to steal your shit. Like,
oh, really?
Oh yeah, no, it's pretty bad around here.
Oh, so it's getting rough because people know the cops got other things to do, and cops ain't coming around. So yeah, so so it's like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it's like, you remember the movie I Am Legend? I feel like Will Smith. I'm the last one.
Or maybe it's like Gangs of New York and they got the Dead Rabbits is coming back to take over
That's right.
Take over
that
5 points.
I told you my Daniel Day-Lewis story, right?
Here we go. We joined by our next guest. How you doing? Introduce yourself.
My name is Maya. I go by Damn Homie. I'm a comedian. And
what's up, Damn Homie?
Damn Homie.
I didn't want to interrupt because I just came in mad rude and I was like, oh, let me go get a Red Bull. Maybe no one's going to notice.
I didn't see you, but welcome to the show.
Hi.
Now,
where are you from originally?
Brooklyn.
BK?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Where?
Coney Island.
Where?
Coney Island.
Coney Island. All right. I went to Lafayette for a year.
Really?
Lafayette High School. Yeah. Where'd you go to high school? I graduated from Bishop Laughlin, but I went to Lafayette for a year.
I went to all girls Jewish school, but all my friends went to Lincoln, so I would just cut school and go to Lincoln, basically.
Nice. Let's get back to all girls. What's going on in that school? Y'all was finger popping each other? Come on, keep it real.
No, it's like, but after you graduate, that's when all these bitches become crazy whores. But in school, no one's doing none of that. Like, no lesbian shit is going on. I think that's like more of a Catholic schoolgirl thing.
Yeah, they do. They do a little lesbian stuff, and they let the butts in play. You definitely could do
it. Yeah, because they have to be virgin, so it's like, fuck me, my asshole. That's it. And in school, it's like, don't fuck me at all. But after school, they're fucking.
How long went now to you about Jewish? Where your family from?
Yeah, they're from Russia. I was born
okay,
in
so
Russia.
Like, okay, asylum Jew, like asylum Jew.
asylum Jew?
Yeah. Yeah, like your family was running from persecution over there in Russia? Because the Russians are hard on the Jews.
Yeah. No, the crazy thing is when I was little, my grandma always told me, never tell anyone you're Jewish because like they won't want to be friends with you. And it's now that I'm an adult, telling people you're Jewish is a good thing. Like people are like, ooh.
Definitely in this industry, motherfucker.
Yeah, in any industry. When I was doing real estate, being a Jew was a great thing.
You are so Jewish. Were you doing jewelry before real estate?
Oh, that's Bulgaria. That's like, no. What was I doing before real estate? Fucking, I was just working my family. And then I'm like, I do not want to work with my family. Because it's like.
What's the family business?
My dad, he's a metallurg. So he basically makes metal for airplanes or watches. Like, he makes factories that make metal. And then he sells them off. Starts a new factory. Like.
Oh, okay. That motherfucker got his own little hustle going.
Yeah.
Now, how do your parents feel about this comedy nonsense?
They love it. My dad's the one who actually pushed me to do it.
Really? He was like, anything to get you out the house?
Anything to get me off the pole.
Oh, there you go. Gotta keep him off the pole, goddammit.
Yeah, that's his only job. And he kept me off crack, so I appreciate him for that.
Well, crack is delicious, so that's a hard fight.
I know.
It's so good. It's so fucking good.
I think because I was doing real estate, like, I just wanted to be a normal person. And my dad would always tell me, like, you know, it's not too late. And I'm like, it's too late. Like, I'm already doing this. And he's like, no, it's not. Like, you know, you have a chance. Like, my dad knows I would never ask him for shit. But if I ever, he basically said, if you ever need to, you know, I'm here.
Right.
And he, like, the one that's fully supported me quitting real estate fully just doing comedy because I'm like, I was so unhappy, even though if you're good at something, you're making money, but you're not happy. And I said, I'd rather make less money, but wake up in the morning and not dread getting out of bed.
Yeah. You got to if you love what you do, you know, you never work a day in your life. Somebody dumb said that.
I never believed that until I actually started living it. But
there you go.
Now you, this Jewish school, how often do you have to run home after school? Cause people was chasing you.
Chasing me? Why?
Because you're Jewish. It was a lot of Italians over there, wasn't it?
No, the whole like bad Jewish thing being bad stopped when I left Russia and I came here. And everyone here is like, mad nice. Don't one ever chase me for being Jewish.
Because
like,
New York is, you know, New York is a, you know, a melting pot, really.
Yeah.
But if it was an all Jewish girls school in the middle of Iowa, you might need to.
I think here it's a little different because it's like here they know none of us were actually going home and like practicing this
religion. Judaism.
I don't know.
So the Orthodox look at you all with the nose up. The Orthodox don't like you running around with your skin all out. You whore.
When I went to Israel, they had me cover up with a blanket the whole time anywhere I went because my body, my curves were too provocative for Hashem. And it's like,
I mean, you can't take all that titty up in Hashem.
Yeah, but it's like if I'm covered, but my clothes are still like, even if I wear a turtle, like my tits are going to be out. Like it's not my fault. It's my fault because I bought them, but it's not my fault that the doctor went, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the point is, Jewish school sucked, like, but any school sucks.
But was it suck because it was a Jewish school, or did it suck because it was all girl?
It just, you would think all girl means like, you know, oh, there's no boys, so we have to focus on schoolwork. It's worse, because now all we're doing is constantly bickering and arguing with each other. We don't need guys to do that. We could do that all by ourselves. Like,
right.
So the whole time I just remember my last year of classes, I was sitting behind this girl who I really didn't like, and all I could think about is like, oh, I should fight her. Nah, let me wait till the last day of school. And then I got kicked out before the last day, so I never got a chance to fight her.
Oh.
Poor you. It was mad fights in that school, huh?
No, but it could have been.
Oh, okay. So you just had a mean streak at the end of school, and you was like, who did I want to ask I wanted to kick all year?
It's just hard to punch somebody in the middle of Jewish class. Like, everybody's praying.
That should be the name of your album.
Yeah, so I held back.
So nobody in your family and nobody's practicing Judaism, just like Karen?
No one's religious.
You've got three Jewish girls.
No, Karen's
girls
parents do.
Right,
her parents are. Yeah, no, I know. It's all Jewish girls and me.
Hey.
And you grew up?
I didn't have to say that. Hey.
So what, you went to public school for like junior high school and shit like that?
No, I was always in private school and I kept getting kicked out of it. So I don't know how my father did it, but he kept finding new schools for me to go to. And because he felt like if I went to public school, which is where I wanted to go, because that's where my friends were, I wouldn't go to class. I would just cut and smoke weed, and they don't care.
Right.
But private school, they care. They'll call your parents and say, where the fuck is your kid?
Yeah, that's I went to private school too. Yeah, they'll fucking definitely call. Now, Karen, did you go to Jew school too?
No. I went to like Hebrew school. It was like one in the middle of the week and it was one at the end of the week, but it was a reform thing. So it was like very, very lax. It wasn't like a super serious.
Yeah, I was playing video games in there, huh?
It was as serious as unserious Jews are about being Jews. But because we're so Jewy at home, because my parents are Israeli, they were like, whatever, you know, they worked there. They like would teach there on the weekends to get the, just so that we didn't have to pay for the, what is it, like dues or whatever? Remember?
Oh, they out-Jewed the Jews? You telling me that?
Oh, we were mad Jewy. And it's not as intense as like Jewish day school. Like my friends who went to Jewish day school, like that's a whole thing. You end up speaking Hebrew whether you want to or not. Like even if it's just like shitty Hebrew, they all kind of, they're like, we don't know Hebrew. And they just like go into perfect Hebrew. four times. Like this wasn't like that. This was like very, it's like being a weekend Jew, you know?
A weekend Jew. What about you, Beth?
I grew up in Morton Grove, Illinois, on the border of Skokie, where the Nazis marched through in 1980.
Small Jewish school.
No, that's the thing. I went to public school. Yeah. I was a lower middle class Jew, so I was scrutinized by the girls who had the guest jeans that my parents could not afford. So it was like being a poor Jew in, mixed with the rich Jews, and yeah, I got the fuck out of there.
And you went to high school and everything there?
Went to high school and everything there, yep.
So what was prom like? What goyim did you go to the prom with?
Prom. I did go to prom with my bisexual friend from the opposing high school who was a Jew. I was in the B'nai B'rith youth group.
Whoa. He was bisexual, but people didn't know he was bisexual at the time.
Yeah, only I knew. And I lost my virginity to him because I trusted him.
This sounds like I'm reading through a fat girl's diary.
Yeah, well, I kind of was a fat girl.
What it feels like.
I did go to Hebrew school, but I dropped out because all those bitches, like, I can tell you this one girl, she wrote her bat mitzvah in my Chandler's notebook, but never invited me to her bat mitzvah. So I dropped the fuck out of that.
Oh, she did that right in your face. She wanted you to know you were not invited.
Sherrod, I grew up where the Mean Girls originated. The North Shore of Chicago is, that's it. Right there.
Why are girls so mean? What's wrong with you bitches?
No, I was nice. That's why they hated me, because I'm eclectic. I'm friends with everybody. They hated that.
Nothing people hate more than somebody who's friendly with everybody.
Exactly.
It's like you got to be pissed off at some point.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. So how's quarantine doing you?
Who, me? I'm losing my mind. It's just me and my bird. Vivi's out in Long Island with her dad, and I'm just sitting here. My bird, like, I'm going insane because the only thing she can say is her name. She's Sunny, Sunny, Sunny.
And she says that over and over again all day?
Yeah, and then she finally figure out how to mock my laugh. So when I wake up in the morning, she starts laughing at me or with me. I'm really not sure. You know, I'm testing my jokes always. See if they work.
I would have that bird in olive oil the third day of quarantine. Motherfucker, be with mashed potatoes. And what about you, Maya?
I'm just smoking weed every day.
Boom, bitch. Boom.
That's it. You know, because it's like, what else is there to do? I don't. Yes. What is that?
There you go. Dang.
Just, you know, I'm just surviving in the woods. I'm out in the woods. Yeah.
Now, every day has just been weed and edibles. And my friends are so surprised I haven't died yet because they're like, how do you live on edibles? And
But the real question is, are you really social distancing if you're still getting up with your weed, dude?
Yeah. I'm still
getting up with my weed guy. I'm just trusting he's okay.
No. Because I don't leave the house unless it's to get weed. Food comes to me. So technically, even if I stay home all day and like the delivery guy could come and like accidentally like cough on my fucking, what is that? Bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm fucked either way. So it's like, I'm trying, but is there really any real way to like social distance?
No, you got to come in contact with somebody or something somebody touched outside your circle.
Right. And what if we all socially like quarantine, stay home, do everything right. And there's some crackhead in Central Park who has it, and he's just waiting. And the second we're all good to go again, he's going to come out of, like, wherever and bite somebody. And then...
you know what? Zombie too many zombie moves.
Yeah, like, and now what? And we got to again quarantine? Like, this shit's never going to end. Just...
Yeah, you know what's even crazier? They just confirmed that two cats in New York State have tested positive for the virus, and they won't tell people where. They said two different parts of New York, didn't say where. That's today. And they got it from people.
Right. They can carry it in their noses, Karen. So it, not only cats, but dogs as well. It, but again, they can't supposedly not transmit it back to humans, but can get it from
I don't believe it. We got it from a cat. Don't tell me a cat can't give it back.
I want to know, who the fuck is testing the cat?
White people with the fucking extra tests. We don't got a test. Enough. We don't have enough tests for humans. But somehow some rich white people got it for the cat.
Like, what, did the cat have symptoms? Like, what made you test the cat? You fucking weirdo. Like, you got them fucking, like, the hell?
Cats had symptoms.
I heard it was the cat
had a temperature. The cat wasn't feeling well. The cat was being a cunt all day. Like, what were the symptoms?
It was the cat from the Purina commercial, so he's very important.
I forgot about the whole cat. I'm sorry.
They said yes. Don't panic, which means it's an emergency. Boil your cat. No other way.
Where is that? In New York City, did that say?
New York State. No, it's in New York State. They won't tell us where.
It might be in Buffalo, area.
No, they would tell us if it was in Buffalo, but if it's somewhere like 59th Street, oh my God, that would make me scared. So, of course, they're going to say, yeah, we don't know where or whatever.
Of course.
But we know the people with that kind of money to test an animal is in a big city.
Right. having had the coronavirus, I can tell you that I feel like a modern day leper. People are, I swear nobody wants to even like get near me. I asked my friend for a ride to go get my mammogram.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not driving you anywhere. I'm like, I'm not contagious anymore, so I don't care.
Just to be safe, I'm going to Windex my computer after we finish this up.
Wait, when did you have it?
I had it in mid-March and thought it was going away, came back. It sucks. But the last thing that comes back, I was telling Karen, it does come in waves and it lasts about 25 days. What? And the last thing that returned was my sense of smell. So, but I'm better now. It's just, I can tell you, my body will never be the same. And I've survived like viral pneumonia and lots of other things.
A divorce.
A baby daddy.
So you know how to survive, goddammit.
You know. You know.
Like, meet up with you and catch it so that my ex would stop calling me to hang out.
You're funny.
Like, can we just hang out real quick? I definitely have the corona. Stop calling.
What are the permanent changes that you're going to be different forever?
Breathing?
Well, I can tell you this, and Sharon knows this. Sharon knows this, is that I used to sing, and so I could belt and hold a note out. I was a mezzo soprano, and I was trying to sing the other day on my fire escape, you know, just kind of having this COVID renaissance, and I could not hold a note way I used to. So my lungs, it was my left lung that was pretty bad. It wasn't so much of a bad cough, it was a shortness of breath. So like going down to throw out the garbage was an effort. Wow. And I live in a fifth floor walk up, you know, Sherrod. So that was like, you know.
That's real.
It's real. And it's something that that's changed me, I think, emotionally as well. I think the isolation in general is just, I mean, that fucks with your head. I can't even tell you. So, but it's good to talk to people. Yay!
She didn't know it was a podcast. She just wanted to say hi to people.
Wait, Beth, how's your kid?
Imagine, I'm just doing
it. So they closed the schools. They closed all the public schools. Right, and so Vivi went to Long Island to stay with Seb.
With a father. But that's,
right. So until I got better, but she's just staying out there because she's doing the homeschooling. So until they're not going to reopen the schools anyway to autumn. So she'll come back. She's going to space camp this summer, and hopefully that still occurs. So I'll be driving her down to Alabama. But
so do you guys stuff is still going to be on for the summer?
No.
No. So they closed. Actually, they made the announcement. They've closed all the public pools. The parks are closed right now, but there won't be any swimming this summer, which is the thing she looks forward to the most.
I'll be swimming anyway.
Look at me.
Well, I'll be swimming.
Sure. I got the lake right there, baby. Lake right there. I was on a boat earlier today.
I'm sure you'll be naked swimming as well, Sherrod.
Well, this dick got a mind of its own. You know that. It's going to do what it do.
Watch out, fish.
Wait, you have a parrot.
A parrot.
I have a sun conure.
The only person that was there with you is a parrot. How do you know the parrot doesn't have it?
Good question.
Let's test it.
I know, what am I gonna, she's not showing any symptoms, she's not coughing, she's just laughing at me and saying her name 1,000 times and biting to my vintage shirt.
That's a way of laughing, that's a way of coughing, like,
she's going, cough, cough.
Honestly,
my chest hurts.
This, you know, I don't know if you just saw the article, but this virus has already mutated 30 times. And it's
30 times, one more time, it'll be like Baskin and Robbins, right?
That's right.
Some flavors.
Right. So, but the problem is that each time it mutates, it becomes more and more aggressive towards human cells because of its pathogenicity. So it's very dangerous, much more than anyone's even speaking about.
Pathogenicity. I went to high school with her. Pathogenicity. She's a cool girl. She was nice. I mean, she bit people, but she was nice.
Oh, God. You guys are funny.
So yeah, it's getting stronger and stronger, but hopefully we'll be out of this by like July, right?
No.
Some places open up this Friday. You can't stop every state from doing what they want to do.
People are going to do what they want to do. They're going to start, the virus is going to start brewing and mutating with all of their salivas respirating together. And then there's going to be more mutations and there's going to be another wave. And it's going to be really hard to lock people back down after this lockdown because it's been so crazy. And people are like, can't wait till it's over. Can't wait till it's over. You know, they said April 30th and then they said May 15th, maybe they'll change it to the end of May. But like once people are out, they're just out. Like look how stir crazy we all are sitting here talking on the computer. Like if I could meet up with you in person, I would in a heartbeat. I'm over this.
I wouldn't. I'm good, yo. I'm good out here with the guns and the weed.
We're all going to be like the boy in the bubble. Remember John Travolta? We're going to be like that.
I wish. That would be mad fun.
The boy in the bubble? Bubble map?
But then how would people procreate and like...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure Sherrod would find a way.
I told you this dick got a mind of his own now.
There you go, see?
Life finds a way. I got a Jurassic.
I personally think they're going to lock us down for a year. They just don't want to tell us that now because they know we're going to freak the fuck out. So they're slowly telling us, like, every month we're going to extend it again and again. And then the next thing you know, it's going to be like, oh, shit, it's been 6 months. What the fuck?
Right. We're just not used to this in the day and age we live because we live in this kind of very quick, you know, social world. But, you know, during the 1918 Spanish flu, it was a year lockdown, actually. So they just don't know how to prepare.
And 100 million people died.
Yeah.
50 million.
Globally. 100.
Oh, 100?
100.
100 million.
They're going to be like, oh, the lockdown's over, but... only certain people can go out, and it's going to be most people can't. So they're going to be like, technically, we're not in quarantine, but you have to stay home. And it's going to be all of us.
Basically, we're only going to tell the rich people they could go out. Everyone else, they're like, please stay home.
Poor people. Yeah. It's going to be the very poor that they're like, go do what you're going to do. We don't care. And the very rich, they're like, we're not going to tell you what to do. And then
Karen, you know we live in a rapacious oligarchy. It's not about the people. We're the plebs. They don't give a shit about us.
Yeah, it's about the machine, baby.
It's the machine. They got the money. And the obsequious media doesn't give a flying fuck. You know that.
Obsequious, no.
I went to high school with her.
You know, you see Nancy Pelosi standing in front of her $24,000 refrigerator showing off her $12 ice cream. Does that not make you want to scream, let them eat cake? Like, what the fuck is she, Marie Antoinette?
I have the same refrigerator, actually, as Nancy.
Yeah, I eat that ice cream every day. Like, is that supposed to be, like, special?
I have a pack-a-day habit of sliced meat. It's really expensive. They're like $6-7 a pack. I just like, I buy these meats. I end up eating a whole pack of meat in a day. Do you know how good it is? That's
What kind of meat we talking? That's what, like
I put it away before we started, but it's like a package of sliced meat. It's like sandwich meat or deli meat, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, but usually people say ham or bologna, not just sliced meat. Y'all got sliced meat?
No, sure, give me a bag of that sliced meat. I don't care. Just give me meat and slice it.
Fucking stutter? What part of sliced meat did you not understand? As this thing on the fucking ground.
What kind of meat? Like a human flesh? What is it?
Pancetta. It's like
pancetta. Yeah, that's a pork.
That's ham.
I knew he was a bad Jew. He has a ham. It's pork. I knew she was being
we're
a bad
all bad years.
Nearly a meat. You know, meat is meat. Meat is meat. Meat is like all just like the fat. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, you need that fatty fat on there.
Need that pig fat. Need that pig fat right now to just.
Yeah. I had some chops last night. I ate bacon every day. I've been eating bacon every day on quarantine. Yeah,
that's the cure, baby. That's the cure.
It's crazy. Is it?
Oh, shit.
No, no.
It tastes like the cure, goddammit. I mean, bacon and Uncrustables, motherfucker. That's what I'm surviving on.
Oh, I love Uncrustables.
I got two boxes in the freezer.
Can you air mail them to me?
Same freezer that Nancy Pelosi has.
Oh no, hers is like unbelievable. Like,
you said I ain't got a good one.
She has not one, but she has two of them side by side. While we sit here and starve and wait in food lines.
Oh, who she thinks she is? Rachel Ray?
Oh, no. She thinks she's the queen.
Nah, Chris Kardashian. Is that her name? The mom? The Kardashian mom? Her fridge is sick. She has a fucking, like, see-through refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you avoid all that, like, opening the thing and, like, looking?
Only poor people have to open the refrigerator to see what's in. You can't see with the door closed. Savages.
Well, right now I'm happy to be poor, because if I could see what's in my refrigerator, I'd be fucking 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Even that, it's like, you know, maybe I should put a lock on it too while I'm at it, because it's like, for a week I'll be good. I'll be like running up and down my stairs and shit, and then I'll just eat like a fat pig for 3 days.
We all know that this is going to be this nation's fattest summer, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
The food lines are wrapping around blocks. I mean, people are, the UN said this might be the biggest famine ever around globally. I mean, it's going to be just atrocious. And this will last probably till the end of 2021. So be prepared for that. I'm not trying to be, you know, Debbie Downer, but
when something happens, the first thing the media tells us is go buy shit.
Yeah. But here's the good news, guys. This whole epidemic is going to give birth to a new world where robots run everything. A lot of people are not going back to jobs. I'm telling you that right now. All these companies are figuring out how not to have people in the workforce at their places and paying for brick and mortars and paying all these rents and leases. And they can keep you at home and do their work and have robots. So a lot of things ain't going back to what it was. And that's what the real shock to people is going to be.
You know what? Small businesses are done. Small businesses are done. It's going to be, basically, if you made the dumb choice back in 2008 when we were in a recession and you chose to be an artist or something stupid where it's like you didn't go to law school and you didn't get a real job, you are reaping the rewards right now. And everyone else has to suck it, not as a retribution for you, but because now we're in a second recession 10 years later, okay? That's crazy. And a pandemic. That is fucking crazy. Anybody who chose a really traditional path, like that was it literally in 10, 15 years, it changed to where making the irresponsible choice became like the best idea. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is nice. It changed. It flipped everything upside down.
That's right. And automation is going to take over, and we definitely need a UBI. If not, we are. What is humanity without purpose? You know, think about that if you want to get really deep. Thinking, you know what I mean, babe?
It sounds like t-shirts to me. Sound like we gotta make some t-shirts.
I want a shirt that says I'm not rich, I'm rent stabilized. Can you make that for me?
I gotcha.
You know it.
I gotcha. So what do you think of, what are you saying, Beth? That what's the UBI? Explain that to
UBI,
people.
Well, I mean, the universal basic income, because automation is here to stay, because you know that the brick and mortar is like.
But people gonna call you socialist for talking like that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not a bad thing. It's just, because there's not going to be enough work. And how are all of these people going to be able to pay their rents and all these things? I mean, the rent strikes are, I mean, May Day, May 1st is the day that everyone is supposed to not be wanting to pay their rent. And, you know, Amazon people are going on strike and, you know, there's a lot of people who are trying to union bust right now, but this is the time when we need the unions the most. People forgot about why unions are important, this is the time we need to really learn how to protect ourselves in an automated world. Because Edward Snowden was always right about how he even said that they will use this pandemic to take away more of our rights. We never had the right to privacy. We do have the right to use the internet, which is not even free. But
or private.
Watch out. This surveillance state is going to be worse than ever.
But we brought it on ourselves. All that surveillance, all that Big Brother, fucking George Orwell shit. We flipped it on ourselves. We give all our information up. We don't give a fuck. And they just said the TikTok. I didn't even know TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and they go into all your information. And it's the law in China that all companies have to share all the information they take from any user with the government. So crazy. TikTok got all that. So right now, they made just passed a law that state, like federal employees, can't have a TikTok account attached to their phones, computers, nothing. And you definitely can't have it like at the State Department or anything like that, because China's getting all that information. And they even gave out an email to tell them that don't even let your kids use it, because they can still get your fucking information.
That's the thing. What's offered up as candy is usually a poisoned apple. So all these things like Twitter and all these, like, Instagram and all, look, we can post pictures. Yeah, but they got all your information. They know what you like. They know your contacts. You're fucked.
And TikTok is all, it's a Chinese company that's just stealing information from a million Americans. And they people just fucking want to make stupid videos and don't even know the consequences of their actions.
Well, what are they going to really take from TikTok? Like, they're going to know I can't dance, but what information are they really getting?
But TikTok, because that app can take, it takes all your contacts. Right. It takes your location. It takes all your key point. Every time you push the keys on your phone, it got all that information. It got all your apps, everything that your phone's connected to in your life, including how you use it, they've got information right away. And it's the law in China that companies have to share that with the Chinese government.
Yeah, but have you ever used TikTok?
Never. TikTok, I know you love it. I know.
it's dangerous.
People are so creative. I didn't know that every 14-year-old was like a genius dancer and video editor. Like, that's not what it was like when I was 14.
Yeah, and that's what the world. And TikTok got it all. TikTok, the Chinese government got every. If you're on TikTok, the Chinese government got all your information down to how you punch the keys on your phone and your computer. So they got your, all your passwords. All your passwords, they got them.
They got it though.
I think they have your email. I think they have a couple other things.
Everything. Apps you use, location, time of day. Yep. They got everything. They got access to all your shit.
Yep.
The government of China.
Yes. And not only that, they have access to things that you type out and don't even send.
Keypad points. That's right. Every time you hit your key, nigga, they know when you pocket dial. They know when that happens.
It's crazy
how much, but I know because I work with fucking phones and software.
You do not.
So I know that it's so easy just to drain everything. Nigga, I used to burn phones. I used to turn niggas' phones on. That's how I got through college. So right, I used to drive around with a laptop. I was driving around with a laptop on my car seat. We drive around on a 695 in Maryland. It grabs, if you're on your phone, it'll grab your number out the sky. And I can use your fucking phone to put 10 numbers on. I can put 10 phones on one phone number. The cops will pull me over and be like this. What, you got drugs in the car? I'd be like, no, I ain't got no drugs. I'm a college student. And they see the computer on the back, and they ain't know nothing about no technology like that. So they'd be like this. Go ahead and drive safe and don't do drugs. I'm like, fuck off. So even when I drove off, I would grab their phone numbers, the cop's phone number too.
Nice.
Everybody shit. But they didn't know. They just saw a computer. They ain't know nothing about no computer. Fucking state troopers.
Ahead of your time, babe.
But you take but all your information is easily fucking taken from there. And they know when you're pushing the buttons on your phone. Definitely these new phones. I used to do that with Motorola's, nigga. That's when it was the technology.
They have access to the buttons that you punch on your phone. They probably have access to a lot of your data, but like, don't be all crazy and Fox Newsy about it. They don't have keystroke access.
But the question is, why are they collecting all this? It's like all these teenagers on there. These teenagers.
Why does Facebook collect all your data?
You don't know how they're going to be manipulate this.
What is Google?
Because they sell your information.
They sell it to all these companies. Yeah.
Well, they do it, I think, I thought they did it to make, like, to sell it to people like Amazon so that they know what I want to buy. So when I go on Amazon right away, suggestions, you like this?
That's some people they can send it to, but also send it to motherfuckers who got fucking bullshit businesses who just trying to scammy, scam, scam. And you don't know if it's a scammy, scam, scam. You figure, hey, they got it the same way that Amazon got it. So maybe it's a good company, but we don't know these companies. You can start any shell company and start some fucking online business and fucking get people's information.
Think about it this way, guys. Neural networks are running so deeply in AI right now. And I've spoken to a lot of people in tech about this, that I will think about something and the next morning it'll appear on my phone. And I didn't even type it in and research it. It was just something I thought about. Think about that.
Now, see, Beth is just going off the edge now.
No, I'm not. I'm just
saying. They know my thoughts.
They know your thoughts. There are algorithms.
There's an algorithm to figure out what. It's the same shit. You just use the same algorithm to figure out what motherfuckers is wanting, like on the computer. So you got to think about it before you want it. So it's the same shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know. Every time I get a hard on, I know the internet knows it.
They send you a Pornhub link.
No, they know your category. Your category is, they know it.
That's scary.
Before
you, even when you go back to Google, it's like, nigga, don't keep track of this. Delete all this.
Yeah. They still know what you delete.
Know how boring I am. Like, they probably watch me all day, like, doing nothing. They're like, wow, like, I expected more from this bitch.
But it's a lot of money.
Like, I don't look like I just sit at home all day, smoke weed, and just eat Pop-Tarts. Like, I should be out sucking dick, like.
Like, so you got my email.
That's what I was thinking. If I was looking at me, I'd be like, this bitch. But they have to watch me because, what was it, Homeland? The lady that ended up blowing everybody up, she looked like me. She was like white and blonde. You'd never suspect her. So they have to watch.
I always suspect that.
Well, I too suspect all white people of bad shit.
Yeah, white blonde is like, nah, I know this bitch is up to something.
Always.
Scheme. Look at my white daughter.
Shut up, Dad. You're ruining my life.
White daughter? You really have a white daughter?
That's my white daughter right here. Karen's my white daughter.
Oh, okay. Do you call me your black dad?
She's technically my wife, but we are not going to talk about that.
No, that would be incest.
That's
weird. Wait, what kind of weird family dinner am I at? I'm confused.
The best weird family dinner ever.
I love it.
Life change after quarantine.
There you go. Hey, you can get married online now. Did you know that they approve that? That you don't have to go.
Can I get a marriage certificate online?
Yeah, sure. Why not? But they approve that you can get your marriage certificate through New York State online. So if y'all really want to get married to each other, go ahead.
So what if the two people are not together on this, like in person, but they on a screen together so they can just bring a pass and get married and all three be at different places?
My vagina so dry. Oh my god!
What's that got to do with marriage?
I mean, it's like cool that there's the option. Like, obviously, there's a virus, but like, I hate that for me. Like, I'm dry as a bone. Oh my god!
You want to get an online marriage?
No. Oh my god, no. We'll wait till 2021. Oh my god, what's the big deal? Like, no.
Because you've been dreaming about this fairy tale wedding your whole dumb girl life. That's why you can't do it like that.
No, be reasonable. Like, just when I want to marry somebody, I haven't been dreaming of a wedding my whole life. I just expect that when I do get married, I will have a beautiful community wedding looking fucking slamming hot where everybody's like particularly like really wants to smash, but they're not going to do it because it's disrespectful because it's my wedding. And you just look hot. You have a whole night of looking hot and everybody tells you you look hot in person, not on the computer. Oh my
God. It won't be a Zoom wedding, Karen.
But ain't the wedding all about the love that you have for this person, not some fucking event you want to throw, fucking Puff Daddy?
I said my vagina doesn't work like that.
Karen, go to your room.
I don't want to get married, period. But if I had to,
I feel some hurt in there. God damn it! Now what happened?
No hurt. I just never pictured like myself getting married. Like, I don't know. I just
take it slow now.
I'm a product of divorce. My dad had three marriages, and this is his last one. That I know. Like that, my stepmom is it.
Because he's in love or he ran out of time?
In love. And if he's old, like, is he
that's really what it is. That's it. If he was still 35, she'd be gone.
So it's like when people say, do you even believe in love? I'm like, yeah, because I see it every day. They're actually very happy. So I know it's possible.
So you're thinking later in life for you?
No.
Oh, not at all.
Out there, and it's like there's nothing. So it's like I'd rather just be alone and miserable, like by myself, than alone and miserable with you. Like,
yeah. But you want to know why? Because we've socially devolved. Because these apps have made humans commodities.
I've been like this since I was 15.
Wipeable.
I believe that.
I've never wanted to get married because. Bro, then I can't leave. Like, I like the option of getting the fuck out of here. Like, so yeah. If I'm married, I can't just leave? No, what the fuck? Like,
you want to be able to drop everything in 60 seconds and bounce.
Yeah, I would have to, like, run away.
And
yeah.
That's he wants to be ethically non-monogamous.
So what was your longest relationship, Mai?
10 years.
Yeah. So that's you got long. Into double digits.
That's good.
Yeah, no, but...
That was a bad breakup, huh? Because y'all was like brother and sister by then.
It was great, but... I didn't want to get married, so we broke up because he said, what's the point of being together then? The next guy.
On the 10th year, he said that shit? Goddamn, you got some good pussy.
It's always that I'm the guy in a relationship. I'm never the girl.
Right. See, that's going to be, that's tricky.
Yeah. Cause
definitely if you're into alphas, but.
I am an alpha. So for me, I can't be one an alpha because we're going to bump heads.
Right.
So yeah.
So you got to get that beta dick.
I will change my mind and you'll have to drag me to the altar. So if we're online, I could just click and go away and turn my computer off. That's it. We're not getting married. I don't want to do it in life.
You just push escape function and alt.
Yeah.
You really do know computers. I changed my mind. I stand corrected. No, you do not. That is a conspiracy. Yeah, you're right.
Are you kidding me? That movie Revenge of the Nerds was about Sherrod.
Yeah, but it was all those characters.
There you go. Me as well, babe.
So do you think that all this, what, when is it going to be over? Not to the end of the year? You think it's going to be no Christmas, no Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell
there's
you
no way in the world we're doing Thanksgiving like this on Zoom, nigga. Ain't this country will not stand for that. I know that for a fact.
Karen will be dressed as a turkey.
But then let's remember what Thanksgiving's all about, and then we won't be as sad.
But what, killing Indians?
There you go. Why we love it.
And disrespecting them by calling them Indians.
Thanksgiving. America, you don't deserve one.
Oh, shots fired. That's the Russian in you.
Yeah, probably. No, I'm more American than Russian because when I go to Russia, they're like, she's Americanized.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they look at you funny when you go over there. I know that.
And when I come back here, same thing. It's like, Russian spy.
Yeah.
This bitch.
You make big trouble for Moose and Squirrel. Nobody's trusts you.
Wow. It's always the Russians or Albanians, though, even in Taken. It's like, yeah. I think the first one was Albanian, then it was the Russians. I'm like, what are they going to do for the third? The Albanians and Russians are going to team up and finally kidnap her.
Is that like a liger, a lion and a tiger together? The liger.
Albanians are like, yeah, because anytime I say Albanians, it's like everyone knows that they, like, they're crazy, they fight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
Oh, they're crazier than the Sicilians. Oh,
listen,
yeah.
They can't take a punch and they bleed us, nigga.
Yeah, they can't take a punch. Because my ex of 10 years, he's Albanian.
Okay. And you punched him, huh?
Yeah. No, how do we break up? I think we're arguing in front of my crib. And I was like, stop yelling. Because it was in the city. Like, I have white neighbors. And they call the police for anything. So I'm like, stop yelling. We're outside now. And he just kept yelling. So I just punched him. And I live across the street from a club, like Empire Hotel Room. Yeah. So mad people were coming out the club and they see a girl like knocking out a guy.
Yeah, with perfect form too, by the way.
It love was it.
Perfect. I wish somebody reported it in the world star. It was like, it was perfect. And some guys were like, you saw that? And then I think he jumped up to fight them. But I'm like, and that's when I like, okay, I went home.
They was like, nigga, we just saw you get knocked out by your girl. So you don't want none of this. You better stay on that side of the street.
Kind of hard to look soft when you just get knocked out by your own bitch. Like,
You emasculated that poor Albanian.
That's good.
Yeah, well, you there know, you go. Fuck him. Anyway.
And how did you meet him? How did y'all meet? Like neighborhood shit?
Yeah, it's always neighborhood shit when you're younger. Yeah. Like at 16, what was it? It was, I was smoking a blunt at somebody's crib. We had an open crib. And he came and he brought the white owl. And I remember thinking, what a
that's all it takes for the girls.
Oh, we hated each other. And then little by little, piece of shit won me over.
Ah. And where is he now? Is he in a relationship? You still see him in the neighborhood? Is he quarantined in another room?
All my exes are dead or in jail. So this one's dead.
This one's dead?
This one died.
I like how you were smiling when you said it, you fucking psychopath.
No, it's sad because it's like, I'm, you know, girl from Brooklyn. Like,
She's serious? Yeah, she's serious. Like, anyway.
A lot of girls from Brooklyn got dead boyfriends? That's what you're about to say?
Well, my sister, I was going to bring up the Tamara story. So we have a girl in our neighborhood called, her name is Tamara, and she got the Tamara pussy. This is a thing we say. So she, every guy she dated at one point, like, started dying. Right. Yes, granted, she only dates drug dealers, and they do have, like, an expiration date and shit. But it was, like, right after they fucked her, they died. And
she set him up.
No, they died, like, from things like, you know, overdoses or beef with other drug dealers. It was never like a setup. It was right. more like her pussy was just bad luck.
Black widow.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that bitch was up to something.
She was thank God all my exes aren't dead. Half of them are in jail, so I'm good. I don't have the Tamara pussy. So the one that's I dated after the one that I dated for 10 years, he's doing life in jail.
What? For what? Dating you? You sound like you got Tamara pussy.
No. We broke up because I found out he had a side bitch, and then he married her
right.
to get back at me. So 6 months later, he killed her.
Whoa.
Yo,
some girls have all the luck, huh?
I'm really crazy. I know. Like,
that's crazy.
I pick, my dad says, you pick all the winners.
Wow. So and he's doing upstate somewhere?
Right now, he's at Rikers, but they're going to, once they haven't had the trial yet. Once they have it, that's going to.
He might get the death penalty being up in Rikers while coronavirus going on. Yeah.
Sherrod, you have a cat. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just didn't I say earlier I hate cats? And I wondered why he's quiet, and now I'm realizing why.
Wait, so he's in Rikers right now.
Yeah.
And then they're going to send him upstate.
Well, once they, you know.
Do the trial. Yeah. But what if they find him innocent? You think he might be innocent?
I don't know. They have a video of it.
Video of him killing her?
Yeah,
it was TikTok. I told you TikToks and everything. I told y'all.
No, it wasn't up to you. Think he took out his TikTok and said, "Oh, let me play Pretty Ricky."
He didn't have to. The TikTok people, the Chinese, already on his phone. They saw the whole.
They have surveillance. Like, they was outside, and I think one of the cameras from a light thing caught it. Him shooting her in the face.
What?
Yeah, I know, because I think that week, like, cops called me. And they told me that, you know, after he shot her, we had cop cars actually outside of your crib. Making sure, because they thought that he was going to come to my house next. Oh, I'm surprised he didn't, actually, because I cheated on him. I cheated him like shit. Like, no one would have been surprised if it was me. She was actually not a bad person. She was a great girl. Like, I think it's fucked up. Yeah.
How long ago was this?
2 years ago. This actually happened in comedy. Because I was doing real estate, and when that happened, I told myself, like, I'm not happy. Like, I can't do this anymore. That could have been me. So I quit my job, and I started doing comedy just because I wanted to, even if I make less money, I'd rather just be happy.
In your life, yeah, that's what it's all about, baby. You got to do what your heart desires.
Exactly.
God damn, he shot it in the face.
Yeah.
That could have been what the fuck?
Yeah.
Karen, have you ever had anyone love you enough to shoot you in your face?
I have not been so lucky.
Okay, well, you got to keep trying, you know?
I have a loveless life. It turns out, you know, I could have had, like, 2 soulmates and, like, was just so lucky, but no.
Your love is not worth the bullet. Let's deal with that. Let's agree to that.
I was never truly lucky.
I mean, everybody shows love differently, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Some people are fucking like 38.
Some food when you don't feel well. Some people, you know. Murder you, like.
A lot of I thought love is blind. Oh yeah. My god.
Her side is.
I know it's an option, so I have, you know, maybe something to look forward to in my next relationship. Like, my best years are ahead of me. You know what I mean? I've not taken a bullet to the head yet.
Oh, that's love.
Yeah, that's your resume.
I think it's a Sinatra song, ain't it?
You think for 1 second I'm not putting that on TikTok and blowing the fuck up?
Don't do TikTok. They're going to get my information from your phone.
Yeah, don't. No TikToking for you.
They'll have the keystrokes of my murderer. Are you? But I don't see the problem.
Karen, you.
Because it's a virus.
Kids. Oh, my white daughter. See what I got to deal with?
You got to wake up. Get out of the bubble, y'all. They're all tracking you. They're all tracking you.
Some of us are okay with it. Because if they're shot in the head, they're going to know exactly where I am. So I'm like, I'm not like freaking out over this right now. So trust me, I have a cool life. Of course
you got a cool life. You got a cool life.
Only thing I kind of miss is, like, I used to watch ID Network.
Like, oh yeah, I still watch it. Investigate.
No, but then I'd be mad scared to go outside. Like, I'd be sick homebody because of that channel, because I'm like, there's so many serial killers and murderers. I should just stay home. Every time I go to Whole Foods, anyone that's behind me, I'd be like, I wonder if he just finished killing somebody. And it's like, now I don't get to do that because I'm home all day. And it's like, all the serial killers are home. They don't get to do what they love. I don't get to go to Whole Foods. Like,
yeah, everybody's suffering. But here's the good news. 80% of murders happen at home. So just, you know, stay in there. Somebody will come get you.
If I'm alone and miserable, or like if you're alone and with your cat, who's going to kill us?
Leave like a little breadcrumb trail to your door and leave the door unlocked. Somebody get in there. No, maybe bras and panties and then the door unlocked.
Nah, but I'm, bro, I can't even get a text back. Even if I fucking left a sign outside saying 19 fucking G, come here, she wants to get killed, no one's gonna come.
I think you're
the guy that I don't like is gonna come. It's never the guy I want. Why him?
It might not be the one you want, but somebody show up, goddammit.
Somebody.
Low self-esteem. You are so murderable.
Yeah, she got some. Yeah, Ted Bundy would love you.
Yeah,
you know what? Like, that's the nicest thing anyone ever said to me.
What do you guys think about this? What do you think is gonna happen? Like, do you think like people are gonna? I mean, obviously, handshakes are gonna be a no go from now on. It's gonna be elbow bumps. But like intimacy, like where do we go from there? Are we gonna be dating anymore? I mean, I'm undateable, but I mean, in general, are people gonna be dating?
Yeah, people gonna always be dating because fucking is always gonna out of fucking way any kind of flu.
People
don't
use condoms.
AIDS was a thing when the actual virus for sex, and people was like this, I'm still fucking.
That's true.
I'm still fucking.
Like, over a little flu, people are putting on gloves and masks, but people are still fucking with no condom.
Yes.
And I know this because I just fucked with no condom.
Yeah.
And I was stupid. Nice. And I just had a gynecologist appointment. Yo, thank God the gynecologist is open, though. Like,
yes.
It's like they know dumb bitches like me are just walking around here just...
Yeah, my
gynecologist. There you go.
My gyno does home visits because he's just in the back of a van.
Oh, man.
He's always operated like that. That's how he operated. But he good. He good.
Where did your gynecologist go to school, though?
Not a good school because I have a cock. So, but he's still my gyno. So I think in the islands. Somewhere in the islands.
Whatever's clever.
He's like, that's a big clip. But your insurance went through. So that's all that matters.
That's all they care about. As long as your Medicaid is working, we got you.
Virus tests, like the home virus tests, like they have pregnancy tests, you know what I mean? Yeah. So they're coming out with those now. So I think if you like meet someone online or whatever, you're going to be like, okay, like send me a picture of your negative test from today.
Right.
And then you can come over.
Well, I'm already start selling the fake ones then.
Let me tell you something about those tests. The swab tests are 70% inaccurate. So don't trust those results, okay? The only test results that are going to be even close to accurate are the antibody tests, and those are still very not perfect. So it'll be a while before you get the right kind of test, and there are a lot of counterfeit ones out there.
Yeah.
And the ones the FDA approves are, well, they're corrupt anyway, so don't.
What if they come out with the perfect test that can test and you get the results right away, but the company is Nazis? Would we use it? Would we use it, people? Jewish girls, answer.
100%.
I mean, the test will save your life, but the company killed your grandparents. Would you use the
Oh, my God.
I want to say no.
Well, how about this, Gerard? I know a lot of Jews who drive Mercedes-Benz, and didn't they make, like you know, make a lot of the Nazi vehicles? So.
Yes. Hey.
So there
a lot of the baseball teams and football teams are owned by straight racists, but I'm still a fan of the Cowboys.
There you go.
Technically, all the Nazis are police right now, so.
Mm.
You are out there.
Well, in Germany, they're just regular people. They still they have a lot of punk bands, but yeah, they regular people.
I'm not going to lie, I'd probably use it. Because I'm not, when I'm thinking about not catching it, I'm not thinking about who made it. Like, but I feel really bad doing it.
I know some racist white people who found out about George Washington Carver and the peanut, and they just threw peanut butter all in the street. They just wouldn't eat peanut butter.
That's insane.
They said, not from nigga hands, I won't. Oh, it was just jelly sandwiches all in the South. Nobody had people.
Yeah, every company is racist. So it's like, what are we going to do? Stop using everything. We're going to stop drinking Red Bull. Stop taking fucking Tylenol.
Stop using Pampers.
How have you survived this long on a diet of edibles, Red Bull, and Tylenol?
What do you mean? There you go. Like, Red Bull for when I need energy. Tylenol for when I'm dying and I have a headache because I haven't ate all fucking day. Edibles when I want to get high. And then when I get hungry, more edibles.
So you eating edibles to sustain yourself? I thought you were just doing it for treats.
No, it started off that way, but then it slowly became like a problem.
It's like she's on an episode of Naked and Afraid, but not naked.
It's like, how she gonna?
I'm naked. I just put clothes on for this. I'm actually very afraid right now.
She had a edible pork loin. Like, she got edible pork loins and fucking things that shouldn't be edibles, like mashed potatoes.
If they could make me, no, the only thing that I've got them to make me, like, because I don't like sweets. I like spicy food. So I'm like,
okay, you like savory.
Yeah. So they made me ranch with weed in it.
Oh,
everything.
Now that I would fuck up. I would like some of that now.
Yeah, that sounds good, actually.
Not good. You just gotta not put too much, because then it gets bad.
It sounds like you had a black prom, nigga. Weed and ranch. It's like, that's all I want in my prom party. I want my ranch.
Prom?
Yeah, like an after prom party.
I didn't have a prom.
What you wanted then? I want a DJ.
You have a prom and you went to Jewish school? No, she
went to Catholic school. I had a prom.
I didn't have a prom.
What? In New York?
No.
Because it was all girls?
Because it was all girls. I think she had one because you said you only went a week, like once a week.
I went to public school, so yeah.
She went to public school, so she had that problem.
But I went to Jewish school, so it's like, that's all it is. We had to be around the girls. You're not allowed to be around the boys.
Right.
And so when it came time to graduating, we didn't even have a graduation. They just gave us a piece of paper that said, you graduated, congrats. Okay, cool. And they
How was your bat mitzvah? Did you have a bat mitzvah?
That I did. I was 12, and boys have it at 13.
So you had it not in school, you had it out to school, and then people from the school came?
Yeah, it was I had it in like some Russian restaurant, and I had a rabbi.
Probably what's the place that I used to perform at someplace in Coney Island? Rasputin's.
Was it Rasputin? Oh no, Tatiana.
You know that spot though, right?
There's Rasputin, Tatiana, Natanal.
I performed at all of them because I do shows for a fucking big Russian rich fucking hedge fund sons of bitches who work with my manager, but all these guys is rich as shit. And they Russians, and they have a party every year out there in that neighborhood, and usually it's the Rasputins that are one of the other ones.
Oh, my God.
And I remember those Russian girls who was at these parties, it was like, they had, like, dancing girls and bartenders and whatnot. I took my girlfriend 1 year with me. This was years ago. And these bitches wanted to cut her face because she was just hot. She coming in, and they're like, this, who this bitch? And then they dudes are paying attention to her, and it was like, I was like, can you please protect my girl from getting cut by these Russian bitches?
Oh my God.
Girls are so fucked up. Like, they don't even care if you're there with your girl. You could be holding hands with her. Yeah. They'll be standing there plotting on her. Like, how do I get him?
Yeah, they were plotting.
They don't care. It's disgusting.
They paid me a little attention when I first got there because I was performing for them. They paid me a little attention. Then when they saw who my girlfriend was, it was like this. Who the fuck is he? And how can we cut this bitch's face? I had a lot of fun with those fucking oligarchs.
Did they speak English?
Huh?
Did they even speak
English? Yeah, everybody spoke English. And I knew the dude, the big boss dude, I made the most fun of him because nobody gets to talk shit about him but me on stage. And they were all laughing. This nigga had a pinstripe suit on the last time I went there. And I just dug into him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's rich as shit. He's probably worth like $800 million.
Wow.
And his company.
That's by Russian oligarch. Standards.
Yeah, it's probably more, but yeah, that's on paper.
My dad has a friend like that. He has a friend who owns like all the KFC in Russia's.
Wow. So he's the Colonel Sanders of the USSR?
They used to have their own KFC. There was called Rostix. And it was that good. But the Russian people wanted American. Anything American is like, ooh. So they just said, fuck it. They just got rid of them and just brought KFC there. And he bought up all of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
wow. It's huge in China too. It's like, did he just turn the other restaurants into KFCs, or did they just close? Oh, that's
they were already his, so he just turned it into KFC and bought.
Oh, that's amazing.
No one else.
That's some private equity stuff there.
I'm surprised my dad never asked him to borrow money. It's crazy. I think one time the guy asked my dad to borrow money like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's his favorite story to tell people, how he just like walked in and just like my dad like trusted him. They just had this really good friendship. But I'm like, bro, like, what is it like to be friends with someone that's worth like $1 billion? Yeah. When you go out to eat, like, do you always just assume it's on them?
Oh, I never pay. I got two friends who are billionaires. Older than me, both older than me. But yeah, I'm not paying for anything when I go out with these motherfuckers. I don't pay when I go out with millionaires.
I always offer. I always like to pay my own share, and they.
I do the fake reach. No. I do that fake reach. Oh, all right. Let me. Y'all got it. Oh, okay. No. There you go.
And then you get lip gloss, so it looks like you did something.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite, because as soon as I go in the bag, the guy will go, "Oh, you don't have to do that." And I come back up with a lip gloss. I'm like, "Huh?"
I know. Oh, you tricky motherfucker.
I wasn't going to. I wish. I've never had a guy ask me to pay for half, but. I paid for half before, but that just was my way of saying
I ain't fucking you.
100% not getting pussy.
Yeah.
I want to make it clear.
Yeah. That's why I would have paid before we even got there. Like, there's ain't no chance for you to pay. I paid two weeks ago, bitch.
Then I'm giving the tip. Bye. Like, I don't know what to do now.
It's rude to give tips in this restaurant.
It's to like run and say you're going to the bathroom, but you're running out the door to your cab. Like, is that rude?
Yeah, that's a little rude. That's a little rude. These girls, they don't know how good y'all got it. God damn it.
So,
where can people find you? I think we're coming up on a. Yeah, where can people find you during this quarantine, Maya?
Under the trash can in Brighton Beach. No.
Nice.
Damn homie11 on Instagram.
Homie11.
Damn homie 11
on Instagram. Yes, nice. You were great. We got to bring you back sometimes on this show. Did you enjoy yourself?
I love it. Mad fun. I feel like the new kid in school though, because I feel like everyone knows each other. But good shit.
Stay alive. Stay alive. Right in. Come back.
Well, if I don't die, I'll be back.
Nice, Beth. You want to do some pluggy plugs?
So what am I doing? I'm sitting on my fire escape drawing pictures, talking to my bird and losing my mind, recovering from COVID and, ripping Nancy Pelosi a new asshole on LinkedIn most of the time.
Sexy. Yeah. Get some video of that Pelosi asshole. You heard me.
Oh, and I'm on this campaign. I have to say, do you remember the movie Brewster's Millions? I keep talking about
Richard Pryor. Just made a joke about that on a Comedy Cellar radio show yesterday.
I love the theme of vote none of the above. People vote none of the above.
Yeah.
None of the above. That's what I keep saying.
Yes.
There you go.
K-Rons?
Hit me up on Instagram, Karen, K-E-R-E-N, Margolis, M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S. I'm considering dabbling in TikTok, as you guys know.
Don't you do no TikTok.
Don't start with me.
And if I'm on Twitter, Karen Margolis, but like, I hate it. And that's it. Let me know if you guys want me to do like an Instagram live or whatever, because I've been doing a little bit of that. It's so fun. It makes me feel less lonely. And I think everybody like really enjoys watching me as well.
Got some gold.
People, I will do that happily. And yeah, just hit me up. Let me know if you've taken theanine, if you fucked yourself up, because it really takes an asshole to do that.
It's too funny.
Next week.
Well, this is a great episode. Make sure you check out my new podcast, sports comedy podcast. Small Ball is on Apple Music and Spotify. Last week's episode was great. That we just taped this week. It was Adam Newhouse from 30 for 30. He one of the guys who put together 30 for 30 on ESPN. We talked about that Michael Jordan documentary that just came out, the 10-part series. So check out that episode. It's really a lot of information on there. Adam was nice enough. And we got Tom Green coming on this week. So Tom Green, Small Ball. Go to Small Ball, Apple Music, Spotify. I'm still working. Daddy still got to work, goddammit.
You know, Tom Green only has one ball.
I'll test that. I'll have him put it on on the camera, and I'll send that photo to you. Race walk, baby. Thanks, guys.
Hi, thank you. So good to see you guys. Bye.
Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.